7.10 Part 1
What was the purpose of Professor Wiseman's research? Was it simply to find the funniest joke?
No, it was much more than that. He wanted to take what he calls a scientific look at what makes us laugh. And this included finding answers to questions like, do people from different countries find the same things funny? Or do men and women laugh at different types of jokes?
And could you tell us something about the results of his research?
Well, the first thing that came out clearly was that the jokes which people generally found the funniest had one thing in common. They create a sense of superiority in the person hearing or reading the joke, usually because the person in the joke appears to be stupid. This is clearly illustrated in the Sherlock Holmes joke, where Watson is the one who is shown to be stupid. Generally speaking, the more superior a joke makes us feel, the more we laugh. And it seems that we especially enjoy jokes where people in authority are made to look stupid, which is why there are so many jokes all over the world about policemen.
And is there an explanation for this?
Yes, there is. According to Professor Wiseman, telling this kind of joke is simply our way of getting our own back on people in authority, people who have power over us in our daily lives.
What about the jokes people tell about other nationalities being stupid?
Well, again, this is the superiority theory in action. The English traditionally tell jokes about the Irish. The Mexicans make fun of the Americans. The French laugh at the Belgians, etc., etc. And in each case, it's a question of one group of people trying to make themselves feel good at the expense of another, by laughing about how stupid they are.
I think it was Sigmund Freud who said that we laugh at things which are subconsciously making us feel anxious. Is this true?
Well, Professor Wiseman's research definitely supported this theory. For example, older people tend to find jokes about the problems of getting old much funnier than young people do. Everybody worries to a greater or lesser extent about getting an incurable illness, which is why we laugh at the joke about the man who has an incurable disease, which of course in reality is not a laughing matter. And for the same reason, there are many, many jokes about loveless marriages, family problems, and even death.
Why do we find wordplay funny?
Professor Wiseman's research found that wordplay was enjoyed by many nationalities. The joke about the serial killer is an example of the most basic kind of joke, what we call a pun, where we play with words which have different meanings or different words which are pronounced the same. It seems that we find puns funny because the first line of the joke usually sets up a situation. Then the second line, the punchline, at first seems strange, but then suddenly we get the joke. We understand it. And this feeling of surprise makes us laugh. Surprise is a very important element in humour.
Do men and women laugh at the same things?
Apparently not. Generally speaking, women find jokes with wordplay more amusing, whereas men often prefer jokes which involve some element of aggression or sex. Perhaps not surprisingly, women find jokes about men being stupid far funnier than jokes about women being stupid. And of course, the opposite is true. So, for example, a woman will probably find the joke about the man doing the jigsaw funnier than the man does. That's the superiority theory in action again.
Do different nationalities find the same kind of jokes funny?
Well, the answer, it seems, is no. Professor Wiseman's research found clear differences between different countries and cultures as to what they found amusing. For example, people from Britain, Ireland, and Australia enjoyed jokes based on wordplay, whereas Americans and Canadians preferred jokes where there was a strong sense of superiority, either because a character looks stupid or is made to look stupid by someone else. And many European countries preferred jokes which were more surreal